run. I'll tell him about this at the bottom. Ki osha ravin amar Rabbi Yochanan. The whole misrapim chutz mi avod zara ki liarayas u'shvichas damim. You're allowed to be over any avera in order to save your life, except for avod zara ki liarayas u'shvichas damim. Rashi u'shvichas damim ki gon amru lo harog Yisrael chavircha v'imlav tehorik. Somebody tells you to kill someone else, unless otherwise they'll kill you. So where it says Avodah Zarah Hadi Amarim, we already learned where we know Avodah Zarah. It says Bechol Nafshecha, that you have to love the Rebbeinu with all your life, even if you have to give up your life. Gili Arayus Ushvichas Damim B'Tanya, Rebbe Omer Ki Kasher Yakum Ish Areihu Uritzacho Nefesh Kein Hadover Hazeh. Torah says that if you have a woman who is raped, so you don't punish her, because it's just like somebody who gets killed. You don't punish the victim. What's the connection between a murderer and a Nara Murasa's rape? We learn why each one from the other. The Nara Murasa teaches me something about Rotzeach, and Rotzeach teaches me something about Nara Murasa. First of all, Ma Nara Murasa Nitan Latzila B'Nafsho, just like a Nara Murasa, you're allowed to save her from being attacked by killing the person who's pursuing her. That's a din of a Rodef. The din of a Rodef, somebody who's chasing after somebody to kill them. Or to Mimagala Rayis, so you're allowed to kill the pursuer. Afrotseach nitin latzil benafsho. So too, somebody's chasing after somebody to kill them, you're allowed to kill the pursuer. The nara murasa merotseach. And we learn a din of nara murasa from rotseach. Marotseach yehorek val yavor, af nara murasa tehorek val tav. Just like rotseach is, the halacha is that if he's threatened with his life, unless he kills somebody else, then he has to be killed and not save his life by killing someone else. We'll see in one second when we know that. So to Nara Marasa, Tehorig Yal Tavar. So to a Nara Marasa, if she's threatened with either, we'll see with one second what if it's her or not, if she's threatened to be over in Isser Gili Arayas, or to be killed, she has to be killed. Rashi. Malam lamad numreitzer rotzeach l'nara murasa v'lo pirish ba'onis potter. K'dichsiv l'nara l'sasa dofer. Why does that have to tell me it's just like a person who's killed? You don't kill the victim. So too, a nara murasa is raped. You don't kill her. It's not her fault. Elanira k'misha rotzeach bo'al alamid kan. Elamai, it comes that rotzeach came to teach me something about nara murasa. And we also learn about Rotzeach from Nara Murasa. The Nimtza Shehukash Kan Vios Lomid Mikan. V'hachi Komer, Ki Rotzeach Kinara Shneim Shavim. Rotzeach and Nara Murasa have similar dinim in two different areas. Kimo V'hoyo Ka'am Ka'Kohen. Right, the Am and the Kohen are similar. V'lo Nemer V'hoyo Ha'am Ki'Kohen. It's not just comparing one to the other, but comparing both of them to each other. Nitein Latzila, Nitein Rishus the Roe, Shurode Vachareha, somebody sees a woman pursuing, a man pursuing a Nara Murasa to rape her. So she Atzilena Rimena Benatra Shurode. You're allowed to save her by killing the Rode. Kidasi, the Ein Moshiela, Oim Yesh Moshia, Turech Loshia. Says she was raped and nobody could save her. Mashma, if they could save her, they have to save her. B'chol asher yochel, in any way, afilo barikos, or even if the only way they can save her is by killing the pursuer, they kill him. Imein yochel ha'atzu b'echav mevar v'yargenu. There's no other way of saving him, then this is okay too. So you're allowed to kill a rodev after a woman to be ma'anasar, and that's called, that we learn from, what's it called, rotzeach. Yehoreg, im omer lo aku, harog o tehoreg. If a goy said to a person, kill somebody else or I'll kill you. Yehori v'yavar, he has to be killed and not kill the other person. V'yavar v'yavar, not over this other. Now the Gemara says, v'shvichas damim gufei minolem. How do we know that when it comes to rotzeach, it's Yehori v'yavar, that you can't save yourself by killing somebody else? Svara, that's a svara. Ki ahu da'asla kamei da'rava, person came before Rava, Omer lei, mori durai, Omer li, zil kathi leplanya, v'lo katlin aloch. The goy, who was the officer of my area, told me to go kill somebody, another Jew, or I'll kill you. Omer lei liktuluch v'lo sikto. No, so Rava told him you have to be killed and not save yourself by killing the other person. My choses to dama didoch sumaktvei, dilma dama tahugavra sumaktvei. Who said your blood is redder than his blood? Maybe his blood is redder than yours. Rashi explains, we'll see in 1 second. Mar durai moshel iri. The governor of my place. And he was a goy. My choses to dama didoch sumak. Klomar klum basali shalalkach, elav ne shafiyodea, shein mitzvah medzit ne pikuach nefesh. Why are you asking me this shayla? Are you allowed to commit murder to save your life? Because you know that every aveira is pushed away because of pikuach nefesh. So you think because this is pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to kill somebody else. The sovereignty, sha'af zu tidcha mitnei pikuach nafshecha. Ein zu doma l'sharadah. This isn't similar to other aveiras. To me, kol makom, yesh kan ibud nefesh. Because here somebody, some Jew's gonna die. Either you or the other guy. Va'atora lo itira litchos samitzvah en litnei chibas nafshos al Yisrael. The only reason you're allowed to be over the aveira is to save a life. But here, either way a life is gonna be lost. V'kan aveira nasis v'nefesh avuda. And here, if you don't do the aveira, you're gonna be killed. If you do the aveira, somebody else will be killed. That's the Aveira, Ritzicha. So, mi yomer shenafshecha chavil lefnei amokam yosem mishal zeh. Who said your life is more important before the Rabban Shalom than the other guy's life? Dil mishal chazeh chaviv atzveil olam. Maybe the Rabban Shalom likes the other guy better. V'nim tzaveira nasis v'nefesh avuda. And now the Aveira is going to be done, the Ritzicha, and somebody's going to die anyway. So better the Aveira shouldn't be done, and you should be killed by the goy. Okay, so this svara, the chora, is only if you're going to kill the other person, bikum v'yaseh. Then we say, who said that you should kill the other guy? Maybe you should be killed. So shevi al tasa, don't do anything. But if you would have to save the other guy by doing something, kum v'yaseh, then the svara is the opposite. For instance, somebody says, Ratosa says, let me push you onto a child, throw you onto a child, or I'll kill you. You let me kill the child with you, or I'll kill you. Then the person would have to do something to save the child. So who said the child's more important than him? So then you can just be Shevi Altase and let yourself be thrown on the child. So what's it called? That's what Ratosa says. Others hold, the Rambam at least, that the Svara is only an extra added thing. They had a Kabbalah that in Ritzicha you don't say Yehorek V'Alyavu. You say Yehorek V'Alyavu. You say Yehorek V'Alyavu. You don't say the Halach of Pikuach Nefesh by Ritzicha. There's a Svara too, but the Svara is not the Iker. Even where the Svara doesn't apply, you're not allowed to commit murder in order to save somebody else. Not because of the Svara, Stam was a Kabbalah. So it applies in all cases. But Tosus says not like that. Tosus says the Iker is the Svara. And where the Svara wouldn't work, so what's it called? It wouldn't be, since we learn Nara Murasa from Rotzeach, it should be that only where the person has to do an act to be over the Aveira of Gilui Arayus, then we say you're not allowed to be over Gilui Arayus to save your life. But if the person shevi al tasa, just don't stand up and oppose it. Just let yourself be used for the aveira. Then lechora, the halacha would be that you shouldn't give up your life, because we learn it from Rotzeach according to Tosfos. Menela Tosa says, you're not Goris over here, Tehorek Bel Tabor, but Yehorek. Talk about the man. Somebody puts a gun to a guy's head and says, well, live with this woman or I'll kill you, then he has to be killed. Because he's going to do a maisa. The Gemara explains, never shayach by a man not to have a maisa. Because the fact that he could have relations is a positive, active thing by a man. By a woman, she's karkaola. She's just passive. So she's allowed to be passive. On the other hand, if a man already was going to have relations with his wife, and then they want to take him, and he'll be totally passive, and they're going to, what's it called, force him to have relations with somebody else, then he could also live and not be killed. And the same thing, the opposite with a woman. If they tell her to take an active part in having relations, right, and causing somebody else to have relations with her, then she also would have to be killed. That's according to the Svara, that the Iker of Beirotzeach is a Svara. The Svara only applies where you're doing something active in order to save your life. But you don't have to do something active to save somebody else's life either, and you to lose your life. According to the other Svara, the Kesef Mishnah, that it's not really a Svara, it's a Kabbalah, and it applies across the board, except the Svara just reinforces it, then in every case, you would have to, even a woman would have to be killed, except by a woman, there's another Svara, that she's Karka Ola. According to this first thing, Karka Ola means what we said, that she's passive. According to the other Svara, the Svara is like this, that why should the woman give up her life? And not be over the Aveira. They could force her to do the Aveira and kill her. What's she going to gain? A woman is Karka Olam. She can be forced to submit and also lose her life. So better she should save her life and do the Aveira than have to do the Aveira and lose her life also. So since a woman is in a situation where she can be forced to commit Gilui Arayos, whereas a man can't because it needs his participation, the woman doesn't have to be killed. But it's not the Svara because we don't learn it from Rotzeach. It's because, what are you going to gain? Anyway, she'll be over that Vera and be killed. Better be over that Vera and not be killed. Okay. Let's go on. There's also a Rambam that everybody speaks about here. The Rambam says that if somebody forces you, let's say, to be over that Avodah Zarah, and you don't get killed, you're over it. You don't get punished for being an over the Avodah Zarah. You're over the Yisr of Chilul Hashem. You're Mechal Hashem Shamayim because you weren't killed and not do the Aveira. But Lamaisa, you did the Aveira Ba'onis. And you don't get punishments for something that's done Ba'onis, something that's done forced and not willingly. Yet the Rambam holds that if you heal yourself with Avodah Zarah, even though, what's it called, you're an Onis. It's what's it called, Pikuach Nefesh. Right? Even though the halacha is you're not allowed to do that, if you do it, you get misa. You get the same onish for over Avodah Zarah. What's the difference if somebody forced you or if the disease forced you? So there they say that when it's a disease, the disease isn't forcing you to do anything. The disease is going to kill you. You want to save your life by using this Avodah Zarah medicine. That's not called onish. That's called ratzel. Except, normally, you'd be allowed to do it because the chayboyah, because the Torah says live by the mitzvahs, and you're not there, you have to die by them. Here, the Torah didn't say the chayboyah. The mela, you're not allowed to do it, and if you did it, you're chayav misa. Mashenkin, if somebody forces you, you're not choosing to do it. Somebody's forcing you to do it. That's an onus, then you're potter. Others hold, no, there's no difference. Because it doesn't make a difference if the sickness is forcing you, or somebody else is forcing you. In the end, you didn't do it because you wanted to do the Aveira. You did it because you want to save your life. And that's called an onus. And the Rambam says not like that. Okay. Marbar Avashi, Ashkechei L'Ravina, D'Shayifei L'Barte, B'Kuharki D'Orla. Marbar Avashi found Ravina smearing his daughter with olive oil. That was of Orla. Omerlei, Amor, Domer Rabbanah, Bishasa Sakona. Shlobah Sakona, mi Omer. When did the Rabbanah say it can be over an Isser to be healed if it's Sakonis Nefashis? But if it's not Sakonis Nefashis, then you're not allowed to be over an Isser. אמר לי, היי איש, תצמיר את הנומי כשעס סקרון אדם יק. So he told him, no, it's sakra pikuach nefesh. She has a high fever, and if I don't rub her down with this oil to bring down the fever, she could die. Ika the Amri, some learn the Maisa differently. Omar lay midi derechanoa ko adidna. I'm not doing it kederechanoa, I'm doing it shaloka derechanoa. And therefore shaloka derechanoa is mutter, even a cholishein bosakon. Only if you do it kederechanoa is it also. What's it called? Unless it's pikuach nefesh. But shaloka derechanoa is mutter, even for a cholishein bosakon. Rashi. Shayef Moshe, he was smearing her. Guharki the Olar, Busser Zaysim Ktani. Guharki is little olives, unripe olives, Mishum Rafua. He's using the oil for Rafua. The Kesover Mutterlis Rapos Bisuri Anoa. Mashu is held that you're allowed to be healed with Bisuri Anoa. Right? Where it says, that's only if it's Bikuach Nefesh. The Bechom is Rapid. Ishta tzmirta, choli shekorin milui, high fever, tzmirta cham, kmo de tzimra tzmure bebovakama. Tzimra tzmirta is a high fever. Derechan, okay, derechan also, lachar she is bashlu, viyotze shmona bevei sabad. This is shaloka derech, because you don't usually use the oil at this stage. It's shaloka derech, not that it's shaloka derech to smear somebody with oil, but it's shaloka derech, the hanoa, of this pre to use the oil at this stage. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn that anything that normally is eaten is shaloka derech to use it in a way not eating. That in itself is shaloka derech hanoah. So therefore, smearing oil that's edible is shaloka derech of hanoah. There's a big machlokus over here between what the machlokus is between the first lashon and the second lashon. First lashon is mashma that even what's it called? Shaloka derech is aser, even what's it called for chola, and only if it's what's it called chola sheish bo sakon is mutter. Second lashon is that even for chol she'ein bo sakana, as long as it's shaloka derech, is mutter. The shayla over here, what's it called? Why is it mutter shaloka derech? For chol she'ein bo sakana. Is it asur min haTorah? But shaloka derech hanoah is still mutter? That's one story. That since shaloka derech hanoah is like a chatzi shir, it's not the full amount of hanoah that you're supposed to get. We learned this already. So that's why shaloka derech hanoah, you don't get malchus or whatever. It's an isser ben haTorah, but it's not the full isser, so the makom choli is mutter. Even if it's not choli sheish bo sakana. It's not the full isser. And others hold that the reason that it's mutter is because shaloka derech hanoah is only the rabbanim. It's not an isser deraisa. Shaloka derech, that's not what the Torah was talking about, like we said before. It's not that it's an Isser HaTorah, but it's a Kachatzi Shir, so you don't get Malkus. But it's Asr. According to the first four, it's Asr Min HaTorah, but it's not the full Isser Memela for a Chol, it's Mutter. According to the second four, if it would be Asr Min HaTorah, it wouldn't be Mutter at all. Even, what's it called, it wouldn't be Mutter for Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. It's only because that it's, what's it called, that it's the Rabbanan, Memela it's Mutter. So according to that Svara, that the reason that it's mutter is because shaloka derech is an issur the rabbanon only. What would be something that's kederech but only an issur the rabbanon? You're doing it kederech, but it's only an issur the rabbanon. Would that be mutter or not? Since the whole reason shaloka derech is mutter is because only an issur the rabbanon, maybe a regular issur the rabbanon would be mutter also for a chol l'shem bo sakana. Some say enochinami, all issurei the rabbanon are mutter for a chola, and some say no, only the issur of shaloka derech. That they were matter. But Shtam and Isra the Rabbanan, they weren't matter for a chole, but all they were matter for a chole is to tell a goy. The shvus that you don't do yourself is mutter for a chole. Shem bo sakana. But something you do yourself, the Isra yourself, if it's not shaloka derech, That's also us, or even, so only even if it's only in Sidur Rabban.
Okay. Let's go on.
Itmar. Hanoh habola lo'odem bal korcho. Hanoh habola lo'odem bal korcho, the Pnei Yeshua learns, is talking only by Yisuri Hanoh, not by an Yisur that's with a Maisha, or Yisuri Achila. It's talking by Hanoh, and it's talking by Hanoh that you don't do any Maisha. It comes to you, you're just passive. And that's how you're over the Yisur. And you're what's it called, now we'll see what the, so what is the halacha by Hanoh, that you're not over an Yisur, the Poel, it comes to you, and you're more passive, right? And it's Bal Korcho, meaning that you don't really want to have that Hanoh, but not that you're forced, I'm not talking about being forced, but it comes to you not willingly. That's the pshat. So Abaye Omer Muteres, Abaye says Muter. You don't have to go out of your way not to have that Hanoh. Rav Omer Masura, and Rav says also, Mer says this, Efshir v'komechavin, lo Efshir v'komechavin, kuli amalo pligit also. Where it's possible to avoid that Hanoh, and you bedavka go and a mechavin to get the Hanoh, everybody holds also. No reason in the world why it should be mutter. You could avoid it, and you're mechavin to have the Hanoh, that's also. If it's low Efshir, right, you could not avoid it, but you have kavam, right? You have to go, you'll see, down that street where the Reach of Avodah Zarah is. There's no other way for you to go. But when you go there, you have kavanah to smell it in. So there, you're bepoal taking the Hanoh, that also everybody holds is awesome. Low Efshir, the low Mechavein, Kulei Alma Pligi Tishari. And if it's not possible, there's no other way to go, you have to go down that street, and you're not having any kavana to bedavka smell this reach of Avodah Zarah, it's happening against your will. So then everybody holds mutter. You're not mechavin, it's you're just passive, and you have no other way to go. Right? Or it would mean, not that there's absolutely no way other way to go, but it's what's it called, it could cause tremendous difficulty to go a different way. So that everybody holds his mutter. You're not doing anything. The Hanoah is coming against your will. You're not mechavin. Ki plige de efshir v'lo mechavin. The machlokas is where it's possible. Right? Where it's possible to go another way and you're not mechavin. You could have gone a different way. But you chose to go this way where the reach of the Avodah Zarah is and you're not mechavin. You don't want to smell it. Then Baliba the Rabbi Yehuda Domer Dover Shein Miskavin Asur Kuli Amalo Plige to Asur. According to Rabbi Yehuda who says that even Dover Shein Miskavin is Asur, so it doesn't make a difference to your Kavanah. Since you could have gone a different way, even if you're not Mechavin to smell it, it's still Asur. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kavanah doesn't make a difference. The Maisa, you're smelling the Avodah Zarah. Your Kavanah doesn't make a difference. So it's Asur. Ki Plige Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. Machlokas Abaya and Rava is according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, the Omer Dover Shein Miskavin Mutter, right? The Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter. So what about in this case? In this case, the Maisa, bottom line, you're not Machavin to smell the Avodah Zarah. But you could have avoided it. Did Rav Shimon say his halacha, that Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter, only where you couldn't have avoided it, you couldn't have done it a different way, or even where you could have done it a different way, but now, bottom line, you're not mechavin. Right? The case that would be similar by Dover Shein Miskavin by Shabbos would be you have a light thing that you could pick up and carry, or you could drag it on the ground. If you drag it on the ground, sometimes it's going to make a hole, a ditch. Sometimes not. It's not a psikration. But what's it called? Reb Shimon holds that since Eino Miskavin is mutter, you're allowed to drag it on the ground. Or maybe not. Since you could have carried it, you didn't have to drag it b'chlau, maybe there Reb Shimon holds also. Better carry it. Avoid the problem. Even if it's Eino Miskavin. On Shein came something heavy that you can't carry. But it's not that heavy that it always makes a ditch. So there you can't carry. You have to drag it. And since it also doesn't always make a ditch, there Reb Shimon said it's mutter. because there's no other alternative. And you're not machaven to make the ditch, that's mutter to drag. But if there'd be another alternative, you have to use the other alternative, even though your kavan is not for the ditch. Abaya krib shimon. Abaya holds its mutter by krib shimon. Stover shenu miskaven. Right? Even though it was possible to go a different way, lamaisa, you're not machaven to get hanoah, right, from the avodah zarah. So it's mutter. But Rabba Amar Adkan lo kom Reb Shimon ela heichet lo efshir. Amo heichet de efshir lo. When do Reb Shimon say that Dover Shenem is Gavin is Mutter if you have no other option? You have to do this, but you're not Mechavin for the thing that's Osir. You have to walk down the street. You're not Mechavin to smell the Avodah Zarah. Since you're not Mechavin, it's Mutter. And either it's talking where there's no Psik Reisha, it's not that you have to smell the thing, or there's a shita that when it comes to hanoa, we don't say the din of psikresha. Psikresha is only by eating, by maisin, but by hanoa, there is no din of psikresha. Even a psikresha, shetover shena miskaven, is mutter according to Reb Shimon. The, who says that? The Ran. The Ran holds that psikresha only applies to maisin and to eating, but to hanoa, there's no difference between psikresha and ain't no psikresha. Okay. So that's one way of learning this machlokis Abaye and Rava. They argue only in Reb Shimon. One holds Reb Shimon holds Tavar Shenem Miskaven is mutter, even if it's efsher to avoid it. And the other one holds that Reb Shimon holds Tavar Shenem Miskaven is mutter only if it's not possible to avoid it. Rashi. Muteris ain't sorek lifroshi, man, okay, reforish. I'm going to explain what that means. Hanoa, haba la adam bal korcho. Hachi garsinu. Efshir v'komechavin, lo efshir v'komechavin, kuli alma pligi, lo pligi dosir. If you long as you have kavana, it's also according to everybody. Efshir lo li bodu. V'komechavin li skorid, kidei lahanos. Kigong reashla vodazor. You're walking down the street, and there is, you can't, what's it called, there's incense of Avodah Zarah that you're going to smell. So it doesn't make a difference if you could walk down a different street or you can't walk down a different street. If in the end you walk down this street and you have intention of smelling the Avodah Zarah, it's awesome. Oh, afilu yefshe lo libadu. Umiyo miskavin uvechavifu lo lehanas. You're having hanah from Avodah Zarah. That's awesome. Lo efshe, lo libadu. You can't go down a different street. The low komechavin lehanas, and you don't have any kavana. You're not interested in smelling this avodah zarah, but it's automatic. The ikatarti leheter lekulei amishori. There, everybody holds a smutter, because lemaisa, that's real hanoa habala of the balkorcha. That's mutter. Ki plige, where does Abai and Rava argue? The efshir lo ibot. You could have walked down a different street. The low nivdo, and you walk down this street. Meal lo komechavin, but you're not mechavin to smell the avodah zarah. That's the machlokis. Plugs of the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Meseches Shabbos, Begreiris Mita, the Kisei Vesavso, Meseches Beyo. The original machlokis, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, by Dover Shenem Eskavin, is in Shabbos and Beyo, by dragging something on the ground that could make a ditch. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Osir, and Rabbi Shimon says, since you're not machavin for the ditch, and it doesn't have to happen, it's mutter. So, to low efshir, kugon shesorek laosan kalim, then Yochalak Biyam Akseifa. So one holds, Rava holds, the only time Rav Shimon holds Dover Shena Miskaven, his mutter, is if you couldn't have done it a different way, which would have avoided the problem completely. Right? For instance, you have Kalim that are so heavy that you can't carry them. You have to drag them. But they're not so heavy that they always cause a ditch. That's when Reb Shimon says mutter. Rabbiya saw Reb Biktanim Nami Shori, Reb Shimon. And Rabbiya holds no, even by small kalim that you could have carried, and you didn't have to drag, still allowed to drag them. Because Lamaisa, you're not machavin for the ditch. Afa pisha efshalak bin oksefo, vachemri sara shabbos, or larova lo shori Reb Shimon ala biktoli. Okay, now ikadi amre. Now another way of learning. So according to the first lashon, everybody holds, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's never a case that's mutter. Every case is asr. Lo efshir, v'lo komechavin is also asr. Because what difference does it make If you can't go another way, Lamaisa, not being Mechavan is like being Mechavan, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So he's also. No, just yeah. Low F Shiva Loka, everybody's mother. What? Yeah. Low F Shiva Loka Mechavan. Kuli Amalo Pligi the Shari. What? No, that's a mutter ever going to everybody. Low Efsher, below Kamachad. Right. Right. So, the Pligi the Shari, then it's mutter. The Machlokis is only Efsher, below Kamachad. But low Efsher, below Kamachad, and everybody's mutter. Bein Abaya, Bein Rav. What? No, it's not even Rabbi Yehuda. The only machlokas is, right, Dover She'eino Miskad, what's it called? In Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokas is the might by Epsher Loka Mechavin. Going to Rabbi Yehuda, they not argue. Everybody holds Asher. In Rabbi Shimon, that's what the machlokas is. But that's Dafka by Epsher, the Loka Mechavin. By low Epsher, the Loka Mechavin, in the first Lashon, everybody holds Mutter. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Buda, since slow Epsher. It's only by Epsher the low Kamachavin, and according to Reb Shimon. Where it's Tarti Lativusa, everybody holds Mutter. Where it's not possible, and you're not Machavin, even that's possible. Tosus learns differently. Right, who's the Kule Alma? But the way Rashi learns, everybody holds, according to everybody, that if it's Tarte Lativusa, is Mutter. Low Efsher and Low Kamachada. If it's Chada Lareyasa, then everybody holds what's it called. As long as you have Kavana, it's Asa. The one case that's a Machlokes is where it's Efsher, but it's not Machada. According to Behuda, since Kavana doesn't make a difference, it's Asa. According to Reb Shimon, that's where the Machlokas is. That's the first lesson, according to Rashi. Yikud de Amrei, some learn it differently. Ef Shavalo Mechavim, Hainu Pluksayu de Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. That if it's Efsher, but you're not Mechavim, that's the Machlokas Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. Right? That everybody holds, that Reb Shimon holds, even if you could carry the things and not drag them, still mutter. Okay, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that what's it called, that doesn't make a difference, because if you're not Mechavan, it's still awesome. So that's the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that has nothing to do with Abaye and Rava. It's not Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Efsher v'lo Mechavan. Lo Efsher v'lo ko Mechavan, Kulei Alma lo Plige, the short, here again, everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, would hold that it's Mutter if it's lo Efsher and lo ko Mechavan. By Hano, even Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's no other way, and you're not Machavin, it's also okay. Keep plegay the low Efsher v'ko Machavin. The Machlokas is where it's not possible to go another way, and you are Machavin. In the first Lashon, everybody held that's awesome. Now here we're saying it's a Machlokas. V'aliba, the Rabbi Shimon does a Basar Kavana, Kuli Amlo Plegi does. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says Kavana makes a difference, it's awesome. Because you're Mechavan. According to Reb Shimon, bottom line is, are you Mechavan or not? Ki pligi aliva de Reb Yehuda. Here's just the opposite. The Machlokas is according to Reb Yehuda. The Omer lo shno miskavin, lo shno ein miskavin. Efsher osher. Right? The Machlokas is only according to Reb Yehuda that Kavana doesn't make a difference. You're over with Kavana, without Kavana. So then, what would be, though, if there's an extra added reason that it's low Efsher? There's no other way. And you're not Mechavan. Does that make a difference in Rabbi Yehuda? Since, what's it called? Kavana is, what's it called? Not a factor. So where it's not possible any other way, and you're not Mechavan, everybody holds Smutter. So what would be if you are Mechavan? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the low Efsher that makes it Mutter, even when you're not Mechavan. Because not Mechavan is not a reason for Hetter. So therefore, what's moderate? The low Efsher. So even if it's low Efsher and you are Mechavan, should be Mutter according to Yehuda. According to Reb Shimon, it's the lo mechaven that makes a mutter. Mamela, if you're mechaven, it's osir. Doesn't make a difference if it's efsher or lo efsher. Once you have kavan, it's osir. But according to Reb Yehuda, why is lo efsher the lo mechaven mutter? Because it's lo efsher. Because the kavana, if the lo mechaven is also osir. Maybe even low miskav, low efsher and miskavin should be mutter, according to him. According to Reb Shimon, there's no svara that if you're mechaven, it should be mutter. Abaye, Reb Yehuda. Rav Omer lecha, I can lo komer Reb Yehuda, shein miskavin to miskavin, ela lechumra. When did Reb Yehuda say that doesn't make a difference if you're mechaven or not? That's lechumra. That even if you're not miskavin, you're chayiv. Ava miskavin, kshein miskavin lekula. But to say that if it's low efshir, even if your mechaven should be mutter, because there's no difference between mechaven and not, lakula, there Rabbi Yehuda never said it. Lo amar. Okay. Rashi. Okay, Gashin. Please keep ligad the Rabbi Yehuda. The amar, lo shno. Well, he could be amri. Moda Rava Hechad Lo Komechavin Afagav She'efshir Shishar Reb Shimon. Going to Dika the Amri, one difference is that Rava is Mater, that Reb Shimon holds that Enu Meskavin is Mutter even if there's another way. That's one difference. The Bahaki Pluksai of Reb Yehuda Shimon, that's the way the Machlokas of Yehuda Reb Shimon is, even where there is another option. Bein Labaya, Bein LaRava, Reb Yehuda Oser, Reb Shimon Shari. In a case where there is another way, but you're not Machavin, then every both Abai and Rava learn that depends on the machlokas of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Going to Rabbi Shimon it's mutter, going to Rabbi Yehuda it's osir. Keep pligis, so where do Abai and Rava argue? The low efshir, the kor mechaven, where it's not shayach any other way, and you are mechaven. Right? Because if you're not mechaven, then everybody would hold its mutter. Umiyu alibid Rabbi Shimon, the chashiv alei kavona, the mater afilu b'de efshir, however, lo kamechavin, al makavone kotik. Hey, if the kamechavin, I forgot the lo efsherosim. So, according to Reb Shimon, they don't argue. Because Reb Shimon, kavona is a factor. So, even if it's lo efsher, but you are mechavin, Reb Shimon holds also. The only reason it should be mutter is because you're not mechavin. But if you're mechavin, it doesn't make a difference if it's efsher or lo efsher. According to Reb Shimon, both Abai and Rava hold it's also. Because you're mechavin. Where is the machlokas? Only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer lo shno miskavin, the lo shno ei miskavin. Right? Efshir, asur. Rabbi Yehuda holds if it's efshir, it's asur whether you had kavan or not. So kavan is not the factor. What's the factor? Whether it's efshir or lo efshir. If that's the case, v'lo garsin v'lo efshir shari. The halo shamin lei, the Omer haki. We don't know if Rabbi Yehuda holds or not. That's the machlokas. But that's what Abaya says. Abaya says that in the case where it's low efshir, even if you're mechaving, Rabbi Yehuda holds mutter. Because why does Rabbi Yehuda hold mutter by low efshir or low kamechaving? Not because you're not mechaving, because not mechaving is not a factor. Elabai, because it's low efshir. That's the case. If it's low efshir and you are mechaving, also should be mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Abayik Reb Yehuda, Yisov Rekivin the Osir Reb Yehuda with the Efsher, Afagat Elo Komechavin, Shema Mino Alo Chashvin Alei Kavona, Elo with the Efsher, the Lo Efsher Tayyat Tayyat. The whole reason, according to Reb Yehuda of the Heter, is completely dependent whether it's possible any other way or not. It has nothing to do with the Kavona. Hilkach, Heichet Lo Efsher, Afagat the Komechavin, Lo Ichpes Lei Reb Yehuda. Therefore, if it's Lo Efsher, even if you are Mechavin, Rabbi Yehuda would hold its mutter. That's what Abaya holds. And Rava says, no. Rava omer lecha ad kan lo shamish lein. Rabbi Yehuda, the lo azul basar kavana, et the lo pater lein yishumei miskavim edepshir. The only thing Rabbi Yehuda says, that being mechavin or not mechavin doesn't make a difference, is to be make it osir. If it's epshir, whether you're mechavin or not, that doesn't make a difference. And it's osir. Right? The miskavin osir, divrei hakol. So Yehuda says, even Eino Miskavin is just like Miskavin to be Osir. But the Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mishmechavin is the same thing as Lo Miskavin, Lekula, that where it's Mutter even if you're Mechavin, right, you're going to Lo Efsher, b'she'ein miskavin shori. The nishrei nomi Rabbi Yehuda miskavin. The lo chashiv kavana klal halo shamisle. That we never heard from Rabbi Yehuda, that if you're mechavin, doesn't make it worse. It doesn't make it any better not to be mechavin. But it surely makes it worse if you are mechavin. That's what the Rava holds.